Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ, or were they created by nothing, or were they the creators of themselves? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to a contradiction here. It can't be both ways. Either you have to come about from something, or you have to have just come about from nothing. And we know that that's not possible. So if you come from something, who created you? What's responsible for the fact that you exist? It contradicts everything that we know about reality and human life to imagine that we did not come from a creator. If you walk on the streets and you see a car parked on the side of the road, and maybe that car is illegally parked, and maybe it's about to get a ticket, and maybe that's your car. The police officer, they're about to write a parking ticket, and they say, who's the owner of this car? And you say, there is no owner to this car. The car just came about just like that, right there on the spot, right there on the street. He would probably haul you and put you into a mental institution, because the existence of a car indicates that somebody put it there. Just like the existence of a watch or the existence of a building indicates that there was somebody who made it. Brothers and sisters, look inside of your own selves, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there are signs in the creation around us and within our own selves. If you look down at the biological level, if you look at the sociological level, there are signs and signs and signs. How did it possibly get here? How can we believe that the machines that we use every single day, we take it for granted that Steve Jobs made the iPhone or that Bill Gates made the Microsoft. And then somehow when it comes to human beings or it comes to the heavens and the earth, it comes to the cells, it comes to the trees, it's a debate. All of a sudden now, we have to go into these long involved arguments and proofs. No, people are running away from responsibility.